Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, patchy drizzle early, otherwise cloudy skies, then becoming partly sunny, lower 50s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy skies in the mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of rain showers late with a low of 38. For Friday, mostly cloudy, we'll have rain showers likely. We'll see highs 52. Right now, it's 45.
Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM Feeds. All of your pet and livestock needs are covered. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Carmelix tubs are still on sale while supplies last. Drop by After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9. Call 363-7344 or Bob's cell phone at 268-0578. After Hours Feed Supply, Blue Rapids. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Sundays, if they're home.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Definitely a feel of fall in the Sunflower State, with temperatures in south central Kansas into the mid-40s, western Kansas into the mid-30s and below. The good news is, though, finally a break, forecasters say, from the deluge of rainfall. Democrat Laura Kelly has accused Republican Kris Kobach of not being truthful when he claimed during a televised debate yesterday that Kansas can save $377 million a year by cutting off benefits and services to immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Kobach, in turn, contended Kelly is lying when she says he wants to cut school spending. The contentious exchanges came as the candidates for Kansas governor faced questions of guns, school funding, and taxes in a hotly contested race. And Kansas gas prices up only one penny in the past week, but they're up 8 cents in the past month and 19% from a year ago. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
A Kansas legislative committee recommended that the full Senate confirm a new inspector general for the state's Medicaid program. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that if Sarah Fertig is confirmed, it would end 4 years without independent oversight of the state's $3 billion program, which serves 400,000 people statewide. Former Governor Sam Brownback refused to fill the inspector general position at the health department or use agency resources to examine Medicaid delivery. A new report shows that the rate of Kansas infants dying from lack of oxygen has more than doubled in just 3 years. Wichita Eagle reports that the Kansas State Child Death Review Board's analysis of 2016 child deaths found that 20 children died from unintentional asphyxia, such as suffocation, strangulation, or choking. The finding is a small fraction of the state's 394 child deaths in 2016, but the rate of death from asphyxia has grown steadily since 2013. Mid-America Network News.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities say a driver died after a collision in the Nebraska Panhandle yesterday. The accident occurred around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon just northwest of Scott's Bluff. The Nebraska State Patrol says a car entering U.S. Highway 26 from a county road collided with a car on the highway. The patrol says the driver of the car on the highway was injured. The other driver was killed. No names have yet been released. Police say a male student stabbed a female student, then himself, at a high school in Omaha. The incident led to a lockdown yesterday afternoon of Burke High School. Omaha World Herald reports the incident happened around 2:30 yesterday afternoon in the school's junior ROTC room. A school resource officer called in the stabbing, saying he had recovered the knife. No one else was injured. And Nebraska set to dry up a bit today. This morning's temperatures definitely feeling like fall. Mid-America Network News.
Starseed offers excellent wheat seed treatment options. Our fungicides and insecticide packages help provide top-level performance in your crop. Starseed wheat treatments are proven in controlling numerous seed and soil-borne diseases while guarding against insect damage. Our family of products offers diversified solutions to tackle all those unwanted problems. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
The following alert is from the AARP Fraud Watch Network.
Attention listeners, have you received your new Medicare card yet? Medicare is sending out new and safer cards that no longer have your Social Security number on them. But beware of callers claiming to be from Medicare who say you need to pay for your card. You need to verify your Social Security number or you have a balance on your old card and they need your banking information to transfer it to you. These are all scams. All you need to do is wait for your free card to come in the mail. To learn how to protect yourself from frauds and scams, visit aarp.org/fraud. Watch Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Consensus was to have the Planning and Zoning Committee move forward with a proposal that would allow a new C1A and C2A zoning designation for the south half of the blocks along the south side of Broadway, allowing for commercial or residential occupancy on the ground floor. Current designation allows only commercial space on the ground floor and second floor residential. That would remain the status for buildings fronting Broadway. The committee draft will return to the City Council for final approval after consideration by Planning and Zoning. City Administrator Austin St. John presented revised plans for construction of a new 40 by 50 foot salt shed on city property at the northwest corner of 3rd and Elm Streets. Smaller than initially proposed, the site would require less concrete or asphalt, using Elm Street as a dumping point, then moving salt inside. Suggestions were to include additional shed storage for equipment, but no decisions were made. St. John will return with a final cost estimate, and that motion passed 6-1 with Kevin Throm voting no. Councilmember Terry Hughes again raised questions regarding specifics of a disc golf course approved on a trial basis in the city park. He clarified that adjacent property was privately owned and felt that the entire council did not have complete information before voting. He also raised concern with the agreement with USD 364 for use of the city park for athletic practice and how that might be affected. Discussion forwarded to the Parks and Rec Committee is to include particulars as to the trial basis installation at Lakeview Sports Complex as well. Council approved three resolutions for property cleanup at 921 North 14th Street, 1205 Carolina, and 905 Calhoun. Since cleanup efforts have not been adequate, city crews will clean up clutter and assess expenses to the property owners. Multiple notices have been communicated with each property owner. Payroll and Deputy City Clerk Cindy Holly was approved as new city clerk with the resignation effective October 15th of Debbie Price, who has held the post nearly 15 years. Price is taking a job with Blue Valley Telecommunications. Utility Clerk Sammy Ralph was promoted to Deputy City Clerk, and the city will be hiring a new payroll clerk and a utility clerk.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, we've been seeing the slow-moving low-pressure system make its way across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing ongoing rain showers. And finally, it looks like this low is now off to our east, and we are behind it. We do have a high-pressure system that will build across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us dry weather as we head through the day and into tomorrow. Some areas across the east-central parts of the Midwest will still see rain showers and some snow showers in northern parts of the United States. Looks like we're definitely going to see some cooler temperatures over the next several days. So looking at the forecast for today, becoming partly sunny, lower 50s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy skies in the mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of rain showers late, low at 38. For Friday, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, highs in the lower 50s. And Friday night, mostly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-October 71, record high on this date 92 in 1954. The average low 47, record low is 25, set in 2000. Sunset this evening 6:51, sunrise in the morning at 7:28. Rains have finally subsided. We received a total of 7.5 inches of rain since it all began Friday through late Tuesday. Several area creeks and rivers remain on the rise or near a crest, and most will see a crest or begin to fall later today. The Big Blue River at Marysville still measured at just over 34 feet this morning. I should say that's the Big Blue River at Blue Rapids measuring just over 34 feet this morning. That is well above a flood stage of 26 feet, causing minor lowland flooding down toward Tuttle Creek. No rise in the Big Blue River at Marysville reported. Black Vermilion at Frankfort just over 21 feet this morning. That's a couple feet over flood stage, causing minor lowland flooding. No additional new flooding issues, although streams and creeks remain bank full at most locations with recent rains. Cloudy overcast this morning. It's 45 degrees this hour. We have one death announcement. Mary Joyce, age 84 of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral mass Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Joyce. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, wheat roll, corn, and applesauce. Tomorrow, green pepper casserole, muffin, garden blend, and a peach crisp. KNDY News Time is 7:17.
The Red Sox are moving on, and a familiar face returns to the NFL. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Red Sox survive a late Yankees rally to reach the American League Championship Series.
Runners off first and second. The 1-2. Swung on, tapped down to third, slowly hit. Charging is Nunez. He fires to first. Stretch. Got him! What a play by Pierce! And the Red Sox have won the division series.
The call on WEEI. Boston hangs on to win 4-3. Christian Vasquez's fourth inning home run makes the difference. The Red Sox will head back to Boston to take on the Astros.
It seems like they're playing their best baseball of the season at the right time. They can pitch. They're playing good defense. They're swinging the bat well. They're a complete team.
Manager Alex Cora, game one is on Saturday. In the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars have signed free agent running back Jamal Charles. Charles ran for just under 300 yards with the Broncos last season. This is ABC Sports. More NFL, Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown is facing two lawsuits. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler explains.
There's a lot to unpack in the latest Antonio Brown saga that features not one, but two lawsuits pending in South Florida from an April incident. You have one attorney who's claiming Brown completely trashed a multi-million dollar apartment. You have a police report that says Brown was allegedly very agitated and yelling at security guards he thought set him up in a potential theft. And then you have another attorney saying that Brown nearly killed a toddler when he was throwing furniture items off of that apartment balcony.
Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said he had no comment when asked about the situation. Chargers owner Alex Spanos has passed away at the age of 97. His oldest son, Dean, will continue to serve as the team's chairman and controlling owner. On the ice, Evander Kane and the Sharks spoil the Flyers' home opener.
Couturier got it over, and now it's a shot by Kane. Star!
On KUFX, the Sharks win 8-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Friday Night Football, Marysville travels to Holton. Bulldog Football live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort entertains Axtell, our Friday feature game, live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app as well.
Come in to Valley Vet Fashion Direct for a special dry cleaning event on Wednesday from 10 to 2. Bring your clothes in to be freshened up for 10% off, and your comforters and coats, excluding leather, for cleaning for 20% off. Meet the folks caring for your clothing and enjoy refreshments. It's Valley Vet Fashion Direct and Dry Clean City teaming up for this special event on Wednesday.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The overhauled North American Free Trade Agreement, now the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, USDA will accomplish important objectives for U.S. agriculture, according to CoBank. But a report out says what was not accomplished in the agreement is just as important. The report says that while having an agreement improves certainty, brings more market access, and allows the White House to focus trade on fewer fronts, it does not provide a pathway to eliminate existing retaliatory tariffs where industries like dairy and pork have been hit the hardest. A CoBank representative says Canada and Mexico still have tariffs in place that affect U.S. dairy, pork, and beef, adding U.S. agriculture will have a whole lot more to celebrate when those barriers are removed. Dairy Farmers of Canada rejecting a meeting request from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Organization rejected the meeting because of the absence of details on measures to mitigate the impact of concessions made in that U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement. The agreement replaces NAFTA, grants U.S. dairy more market access to Canada. Dairy Farmers of Canada, the national policy, lobbying, and promotion organization representing Canada's farmers. The association announced its displeasure with the agreement last week, saying the trade deal sacrifices the livelihood of Canada's dairy industry. Canada's dairy farmers facing now three recent trade agreements that have eased restrictions to its dairy market to other nations. The USMCA follows CETA, the U.S.-Canadian Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, and CPTPP that replaced the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And elevated winter colonies have not yet resulted in enduring declines in colony numbers, according to new data released from USDA. Instead, the number of U.S. honeybee colonies stable or growing, depending on the data set being considered. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We were mostly lower in the livestock and mixed to mostly lower in grains and soybeans on Tuesday. Kind of a tough day in certain areas. December corn down 2 at 364 and a half. March down 2 at 376 and a half. Soybeans struggled. November beans down 6 and a half. Make that down 6 and 3 quarters at 863. January beans down 6 and a quarter at 876 and 3 quarters. Each of the later months was down by 4, 5, and 6 cents or more. Soybean meal and soybean oil followed along lower too. October bean meal down 70 cents at 315.50. October soy oil 36 points lower at 28.97. The bright spot was wheat. All three of the wheat markets were up. December Kansas City wheat up 2 at 519 and a half. March up 2 and a half at 543 and a quarter. So we did see plus signs for wheat, but corn and soybeans did not fare well. Mostly lower across livestock as well. We had one tiny bright spot. That was the early contract on hogs, but boy, everything else was down. October live cattle down 82 at 113.35. December down 110 at 117.15. Again, all the later months were lower. October feeder cattle down 72 at 156.95. November feeders down 92 at 157.50. Once again, in a feeder cattle, all the later months were down, and many were down by more than a dollar. And as I said, the early contract in hogs was the only bright spot in livestock. October hogs up 30 at 68.75, but that was the end of the good news. December hogs down 97 at 56.57. Feb hogs down 157 at 65.62. So it was all in all a tough day across the livestock complex, and we had one bright spot with our grains and soybeans, and that was Kansas City wheat. Most everything else was tracking lower over the course of the day on Tuesday. Kind of a tough day for many of our ag futures markets on Tuesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com. For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton,
Kansas. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Well, the negotiations for the new NAFTA agreement are over. Everybody happy? Oh, no? We'll hear from somebody who is decidedly not after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
After U.S., Canadian, and Mexican negotiators got through with the new version of NAFTA, there was the big victory lap news conference in the White House Rose Garden, as most presidents do after something is accomplished. The president stood in front of the microphones with a whole bunch of men behind him and said that this new deal was a great deal for America. Begging to differ is Bill Bullard, who's CEO of RCAF USA. RCAF USA stands for what, Bill?
It's the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, United Stock Growers of America. We represent the live cattle segment of the multi-segmented beef supply chain, so we exclusively represent the farmers and ranchers who actually raise and sell cattle.
Bill says RCAF USA supported the president's plan to renegotiate NAFTA, but the new NAFTA is deeply disappointing to America's cattle farmers and ranchers.
Well, yes, we have suffered under a tremendous trade deficit in our trade in cattle and beef with Canada and Mexico since the outset of the North American Free Trade Agreement. And so we were hoping the administration would help us rebalance that agreement. And one of the most critical things that we need is the ability to distinguish the U.S.-produced beef product from the imported product so consumers could choose from what country they want to purchase their beef. So we wanted the Trump administration to reinstate country of origin labeling for beef in the new NAFTA renegotiated agreement. They didn't do that. In fact, they didn't do anything. They kept the old rule of origin that essentially says that the origin of beef is wherever the animal was slaughtered. That means, for example, Mexico could import live animals from Uruguay or Brazil, slaughter them in Mexico, and then send the beef duty-free to the United States as a product of Mexico and labeled in the United States, actually, as a product of USA. So this agreement does nothing to provide the transparency in the marketplace that our U.S. farmers and ranchers need in order to remain competitive. Instead, it locks in the control of the multinational beef packers over the entire supply chain.
And Bill Bullard of RCAF USA has a lot more to say, which he will tomorrow, back after this.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant Elite Channel Seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel Seedsman. You see, your seedsman works with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and Elite Seed products, call your Channel Seedsman. Ask about how you can save big with the Book and Go discount by simply booking your order by October 31st.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, cloudy, overcast, 45 degrees, winds are light favoring the northwest. Won't see a lot of temperature rise. In fact, we're going to be into cold temperatures, even by mid-October standards, the remainder of this work week at least. Highs only around 50 today, tomorrow into Friday. Looks like the rain showers have subsided, at least for the moment. We settled with about 7.5 inches in our rain gauge. It all began late Friday, continued through late Tuesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. The Kansas City Chiefs have placed right guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif and safety Armani Watts on injured reserve and signed outside linebacker Frank Zombo to provide depth at that depleted position. Duvernay-Tardif broke a bone in his left leg with a few minutes left in Sunday's 30-14 victory over Jacksonville. Watts had his promising rookie season cut short after hurting his groin in the game. The first in the AFC West 5-0 Kansas City Chiefs square off with the Patriots in an evening game on Sunday, kickoff set for 7:20. And also Chiefs related, the Jacksonville Jaguars have signed former KC Chiefs running back Jamal Charles to help during Leonard Fournette's absence. The 31-year-old Charles worked out for the team yesterday morning and signed a one-year contract yesterday afternoon. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
More than 345,000 Kansans care for a parent, spouse, or loved one, helping them live independently at home. A new state law called Kansas Lay Caregiver Act supports these caregivers. Kansans can now designate a caregiver when they're admitted to a hospital. That caregiver is informed when their loved one is discharged. Hospitals must give the caregiver an explanation and demonstration of the medical tasks they'll need to perform at home. Learn more at aarp.org/KS. Paid for by AARP.
At Star Seed, we have various options for your cover crop solution. Whether you prefer a green shift, chick magnet, or a green field, choose Star Seed for all your cover crop needs. We offer premium quality products and superior sudden service. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com for all your seed needs.
This weekend marks homecoming for the K-State Wildcats, so they'll be home on Saturday looking to snap a three-game losing skid as the Wildcats host Oklahoma State in their annual homecoming observance. The game will kick off at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. K-State fell to 2-4 on the year following a 37-34 heartbreaker at Baylor in a game that saw the Wildcat offense rush for a season-best 319 yards. K-State has played both Skylar Thompson and Alex Delton this season, with Thompson earning starts in five. Thompson played the entirety of last week's game at Baylor, throwing for 149 yards and a score, and running for another one. Nebraska freshman Adrian Martinez's performances through four games already has him drawing comparisons to some of the standouts. Martinez set school freshman records with 384 yards passing and 441 yards total offense in a loss at Wisconsin. Mid-America Network Sports.
Football fans, we've got you covered with high school and college action on KNDY. Follow your high school teams with the Coach's Corner each week. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20, with a spotlight Monday on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Axtell and Centralia, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. We air live broadcast of all the Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, plus area teams on our Friday night feature games on FM 95.5. Scores on all the high school games twice each hour on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show, Friday nights. Then Saturday, it's college action with the Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5, the Kansas State Wildcats live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Football fans, find your game on KNDY.
K-State fans, be in Manhattan for homecoming weekend, October 12th and 13th. The fun begins Friday night in Bramlage Coliseum for Madness in Manhattan. This free event features both basketball teams and is your first chance to see the Wildcats since the Elite Eight run. Then on Saturday, watch K-State football take on Oklahoma State. Tickets start at less than $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com.
Friday night football, Marysville travels to Holton. Bulldog football live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort entertains Axtell, our Friday feature game, live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app as well.
The season's weather lore is all about predicting the upcoming winter. We will delve into October's best-known weather proverbs on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 10th, the 283rd day of the year. Folk singer John Prine has a birthday, and Joe Namath played in his last NFL game on this day in 1977. October is still young, but Weatherlore says now is the time to find clues about the upcoming winter. One proverb says, much rain in October, much wind in December. Beware of foggy October days, one legend goes, for every fog in October, a snow in the winter. Lots of people are looking for the banded woolly bear caterpillar about now. Thick brown bands mean a mild winter. And tuck this one away for the hunter's moon on the 24th. A full moon in October with no frost means no frost till the full moon in November. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and amaze your friends with weekly wisdom, visit almanac.com.